That experience trained me. I mean, the quality.
You are tuned in to Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy.
Hey! that's the iconic Milestones, recorded February 2nd, 1958, Miles Davis on trumpet, Bill Evans piano, John Coltrane tenor sax, Cannonball Adderley on the alto, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Milestones is considered a milestone because it is the first modal jazz recording. Modal jazz uses musical modes, modulating among them to accompany the chords instead of relying on one tonal center in the work. Not being a music major, I'm not entirely sure I get it, but I have always dug the tune. I'm Paul Kivi. Welcome to the 55th episode of the Recorded History of Jazz. We will hear Train and Cannonball again, plus trumpeter Lewis Smith. But first, here's pianist Wynton Kelly's drummerless trio with Kelly on piano, Kenny Burrell on electric guitar, and Paul Chambers on the bass. The tune is Don't Explain. Thank you. That's a lovely version of Billie Holiday's Don't Explain by pianist Wynton Kelly's Trio, with Kenny Burrell on electric guitar and Paul Chambers on acoustic bass. You are tuned to the recorded history of jazz. Trumpeter Lewis Smith from Memphis, Tennessee, grew up jamming on Beale Street, then earned a bachelor's degree at Tennessee State and attended graduate school at the University of Michigan. And he spent most of his career teaching in Ann Arbor. And he recorded two albums as a leader. Here we hear his debut as a leader on Duke Pearson's composition, A Tribute to Brownie.
Thank you.
Tribute to Brownie by the Lewis Smith Quintet, Smith on trumpet, Duke Jordan piano, Doug Watkins Wack on the bass, Art Taylor on drums, and Buckshot LaFunk on alto sax, an outrageous pseudonym for Cannonball Adderley, who had a contract with another label. I want to be Buckshot LaFunk on somebody else's album sometime. Give me a, I don't know, tambourine or a cowbell. Yeah, that would be perfect. I can play the cowbell. You can call me Buckshot LaFunk on the cowbell. You have found the one and only recorded history of jazz. Here's pianist Hampton Hawes before his long prison sentence for heroin distribution, and guitarist Barney Kessel. Love is just around the corner. Thank you. That's pianist Hampton Hawes 4. Love Is Just Around the Corner. Barney Kessel on electric guitar. Red Mitchell on the bass. Shelly Mann on the drums, recorded January 27th, 1958. I'm Paul Kivy, and this is my baby, the recorded history of jazz. Here's John Coltrane tearing one up with what Ira Gittler called his Sheets of Sound, recorded February 7th, 1958, with pianist Red Garland, the ubiquitous Paul Chambers again on bass, Art Taylor on the drums. The tune is Russian Lullaby. Mm-hmm. John Coltrane's Russian Lullaby. Red Garland got a few bars in there on piano, too. This is episode 55 of the Recorded History of Jazz. We are early in 1958. Here's the Adderley Brothers, Nat on cornet and Cannonball on alto sax, with pianist Junior Mays, bassist Sam Jones, and drummer Jimmy Cobb, recorded March 6th, 1958. This is If I Love Again. Satterley Brothers, Nat on cornet, Julian, a.k.a. Cannonball on alto sax, Junior Mance on piano, Sam Jones on the bass, and Jimmy Cobb on the drums. That was If I Love Again, recorded March 6, 1958. You are listening to the recorded History of Jazz. The next day, Jimmy Cobb was again in the studio, this time backing another of Miles Davis' sax men, tenor John Coltrane. We will ultimately hear two from this session with guitarist Kenny Burrell, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Paul Chambers on bass as well from March 7th, 1957. This is If I Never Knew. Thank you. I never knew the Kenny Burrell Quintet with Burrell on guitar, and that featured John Coltrane on tenor sax. I'm your volunteer host, Paul Kivy. I hope you are enjoying the recorded history of jazz. Here's another from that March 7th, 1958 session with a name I can dig, Big Paul. Thank you. That's Big Paul, tenor sax, John Coltrane.